I've been living, waiting for my whole life. So for it to actually happen, I had a great time. My visit there, I had a great time. Was able to make a good first impression. So for this to be the team I go to, just like the dream come true, unbelievable. Like a weight lifted on my shoulder.
You mentioned the visit. What do you remember about the visit?
I remember the coaches were all pretty cool. I was able to be myself for like most of all. I was able to be myself around them. And, like, I was able to, like, like I said, again, my first impression was so good. Like, I was able to be myself. And then whenever talking to them and over the playbook and everything, like, they was very impressed with, like, my knowledge of football and everything. And then as me as a person as well. So, I mean, like I said, it was a great visit. One of my best ones. I only had three, and I think this was really my best one.
Kind.
Hey Marcellus, congratulations and welcome to New England. Can you tell us and the fan base a little bit about your game?
Tom, please.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That one more time. Someone's calling me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, can you just tell us and the fan base just a little bit about your game?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm a sticky corner in coverage, someone that's able to go up there and compete and play with any receiver, any body type. I'm very good. Point of attack whenever the ball is in the air, I can make plays on the ball. And things I know there's parts and bits and parts to my game that I get better at, but that's why I'm gonna come in and work to get better.
And just one more, can you tell us a little bit about your journey to South Carolina? I know you started off at Georgia Military School. What was that journey like for you?
Yeah. So coming out of high school, you know, I wasn't heavily recruited. Let's take the JUCO route. Whenever that happened, got out of high school, went to Georgia Military for like a year and a half, was able to go there and handle my business on and off the field. So I was able to be an early enrollee and enrolled in South Carolina January 2021, and prior to going to GMC, like whenever I first got to GMC, I kind of spoke me going to South Carolina into existence. Like I told everybody, all my teammates I was coming in with, I told them like, as soon as South Carolina offered me, I'm committing. I told my coaches like, that's the school I want to go to. I want to go to that and play for my hometown, and they made it happen. So and coincidentally, South Carolina was my first offer. So it all happened for a reason. It's all God plan, you know.
Awesome. Thank you. And congrats again.
Thank you.
Question, Mike Reese.
I'm back again here. See the clouds above you. Tell me, where are you and who are you with today? Who's celebrating this day?
Yeah. I'm back in Woodruff, my hometown. I'm with my family, like some of my close family, all my siblings. There's six of us. So I'm with all my siblings, my mom, my grandparents on my dad's side. My dad passed away in 2021 in 2021, July 6, 2021. So he's not here with us physically, but he's here in spirit. And then a couple of my teammates, and that's really it. A couple of my friends, that's really it.
I have my last question. Thank you for your time. I saw you won the Overcoming Adversity Award at South Carolina. What did that mean to you? And when it was presented to you, how did they tell you, like, why did they pick you? You know, what did they tell you why you were the choice?
Yeah, it just, that's just my life, how it's been. It's been me, I've been an underdog all my life. I've been having to fight this uphill battle all my life. So me overcoming adversity, that's something I've been doing my whole life. So it's nothing new, you know? And then I think they presented to me because of the my journey getting to there. Then my journey, like throughout my 3 years there, you know, I was in the rotation and everything. Never once was thinking about getting in the portal. Never once was complaining or anything. Just kept my head down, kept working, didn't rebel against the coaches or anything. So I just overcame a lot of adversity like I have my whole life, you know.
Question, Sean McGuire.
Hey, congratulations. You just mentioned about speaking South Carolina into existence, and you also said how New England was one of your best visits. Is Is it fair to say you spoke this into existence too during the pre-draft process or anything like that?
Man, I ain't gonna cap. It was kind of my agent too. He kind of spoke into existence too, because one of his players, Stephon Gilmore, was his client as well. So he kind of spoken into existence too. But like I said, it was one of my best visits. So I did kind of, I was thinking, I didn't know. It caught me by surprise when they told me I was their first defensive player. Like that's an honor to be like their first defensive player off the board. So I mean, I kind of was thinking, didn't want to speak on it too soon, but it's something I really did felt deep in my heart that I had made happen just by my first impression that I set on them.
And just to follow up, you just mentioned about Stephon Gilmore. You know, what's the connection with that in addition to the agent? You know, have you talked to him or anything like that about the
Patriots? No, sir. We haven't connected yet. I'm sure we will in the future, because I'm going to one of the team that he got drafted to, so I'm sure we will in the future. But I kind of got with my agent a little bit late. I had an agent before him, and I had to fire him. So me and my new agent, which is Stephon Gilmore agent, we kind of locked in kind of late in my process. So we haven't got that far down the road yet.
Appreciate. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Next question, Sophie Wella.
Hi, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. I was just kind of curious. You mentioned Stephon Gilmore. Are there any other Patriots players, whether it be, you know, the others who are just drafted or people who are on the roster that you have any connection with? And if not, was there anyone you met when you made that first impression, any players in the building that you met at that time?
I don't have any connections on the team, but let me see. I know it's a receiver that I had, we had met in a hibachi restaurant. I forget his name. Kendrick Bourne. Yeah, we had met in a hibachi restaurant, and we had just kicked it off right off the bat. And it was kind of weird because I didn't know him, he didn't know me, but we just like kind of connected to each other and just started talking about everything. He was telling me his journey and everything, telling me like I was on the right track and everything. And it's just so crazy I'm here now. Like, it's so crazy that I ended up here. It's so crazy. It's crazy. He's my teammate now.
That's an awesome story. Thank you so much. And congrats again.
Thank you.
It's like last question here from Andrew Callahan.
All right.
Hey, Marcellus, congratulations. Welcome to New
Thank
England.
You.
I got to ask about the hibachi restaurant. Where was it and when did you meet Kendrick?
It was right. I forget the name. Hold up. I got to do my searching again. Hold up. It was right beside the stadium.
Okay.
I think it's called Saga or something.
That's the name of it.
Yeah, Saga. It was called Saga right outside. It was like right outside a hotel with a view of the stadium and everything. It was a nice spot and everything, but it was called Saga. And I had actually met him after I got done eating. I was walking out and then like he was sitting at the bar by himself. And we just kind of locked eyes and it went from there. Like, we just locked eyes and literally started talking to each other. And I didn't even know that he was on the team. He had let me know he was on the team. Like I said, he told me his journey and everything. And it was just up from there. And then I saw him the next day, because that was the day before my visit. I saw him the next day in the building. He had dapped me up like twice. He saw me twice, three times. And he dapped me up during my visit. He's a cool guy. It was good. It was good energy.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Congrats again.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate y'all.
That's all the questions they have for today. So thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon with your family.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.